213 Rock with Herreg Melodica on Vinyl Stimes Classic Rock Radio.
Hell yeah, sur la web rock station Vinny Times, le Classic Rock Radio, en direct avec nous ce soir, Mr. Phil Beaver, le batteur du groupe Inglorious. Hi Phil, nice to meet you.
Bonjour, how are you doing, man?
Yeah, I'm great, and you?
Excellent, yeah, I'm doing very well, thank you.
Yeah, it's a great pleasure to...
Besides all the madness going on at the moment.
It's a great pleasure to hear you tonight on 213 Rock on air, okay? The name of the Red Rock station is Vinyl Times Classic Rock Radio. As you know, we are located in Paris, France. Thank you for accepting my interview request. Oh, yeah.
My pleasure. Nice to see you.
Yes, Phil. Le groupe de hard rock britannique, notamment Inglorious, sortira son nouvel album intitulé We Will Ride le 12 février prochain, notamment via le label Frontiers Records, notamment. Phil, the new album We Will Ride is the first official recording with the new guitarist member Danny De La Cruz and Dan Stevens and bassist V. Nicola, who have joined you.
Yeah, man, it's really exciting, actually. We're all very, very proud of the new record, and can't wait to get out and play at some point. It's been a while.
Effectivement, l'album donc qui sortira donc je voulais dire le 12 février prochain voit déjà des nouveaux membres déjà qui ont enregistré cet album. C'était déjà un premier test hein, avec l'arrivée de Danny De La Cruz notamment qui a fait aussi la dernière tournée en même temps, mais c'est le premier album enregistré. Dan Stevens, le deuxième guitariste, ainsi que le bassiste V. Nicola, donc ils viennent de rejoindre le groupe. Effectivement, ils sont déjà excités à l'idée de pouvoir repartir en tournée. Ça, ils en peuvent plus. Inglorious are five young men with a mutual love and respect of the classic. Sick of hard rock music. There we are. Yes. And the name of the band keeps seriously growing.
Yeah, man. I mean, yeah, things are looking up. I feel like we've got a bit of a fresh start now with a new lineup, so it's really exciting times.
Effectivement, c'est un temps assez excitant. Effectivement, oui, c'est le nom est en train de grossir. Hein. Ça, vous le savez, vous l'avez entendu.
Yeah, our monthly Spotify listeners and everything seem to be going up. Mm-hmm. It's just a shame we can't be out playing at the moment, you know, because that's really how we sort of gauge how well we're doing, you know, how many people are turning up to the gigs and stuff. So hopefully we can get back out on the road soon and do what we love the most.
Ouais, effectivement, ils reçoivent plein de messages pour partir jouer notamment. Ils ont hâte, hein, les fans demandent, ils ont hâte de voir ça, d'entendre de nouveau le groupe en concert, en tournée. Le nom, lui, il grossit sérieusement, ça ils le savent. And Phil, the first single of the new album is She Won't Let You Go. Very good choice, I like this track. It's a pure Inglorious blood.
Thank you, man, yeah. It's nice, it's got some good energy to it. Have you heard the rest of the record?
Yes, everything is different.
Yeah, different but same.
I will tell you why. I will tell you why just in next few questions.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Yeah, and the feedback of your fans are really good too.
Very few negative comments that we've seen on the YouTube and stuff. So it's it's great, man. It's really really good that it's going down well because. You know, when you have such a big lineup change as we did at the end of whenever it was, it feels like years ago now. You know, some of the fans might not, you know, be willing to sort of go along with the new guys, but the reception's been amazing. So, we're loving it, man.
Ok, effectivement, le single She Won't Let You Go disponible depuis quelques semaines notamment. Je pense que oui, c'est un très bon choix. J'adore ce titre. C'est du pur 100% notamment Blood for Blood, Inglorious notamment. Oui, les réactions des fans sont très bonnes en règle générale, avec notamment quelques aussi donc des changements de line-up, hein, je vous l'ai dit précédemment. And Phil, the album is varied, I think. The atmosphere are different with the tracks such as Medusa or Eye of the Storm, Cruel Attentions, My Misery, which are he will provide, are never the same. Different atmosphere.
Absolutely, man. It's all different. I think that's partly to do with the way we wrote this one. we a few of the songs like we all got together and wrote, but then quite a lot we did sort of individually. We came up with the original idea and then got together and worked on them. So, you know, you really get a sort of flavors from everybody in the band. Separately, which is really cool.
Effectivement que l'album est assez différent, ils ont, y a aucun titre qui se ressemble, c'est ça qui est étonnant quoi. Rien ne se ressemble, notamment vous avez des titres comme Medusa, comme Eye of the Storm, Queer Intentions, My Misery Rich or He Will Provide, notamment il y a rien qui se ressemble, tout est différent. Lorsque vous découvrirez l'album, pour l'instant vous avez qu'un seul single, et lorsque vous apercevrez de ça quoi, ça c'est très important. Ensuite on va développer notamment concernant la production, parce que alors là c'est totalement différent et c'est énorme quoi. And your fan doesn't know yet this track, but I would see Messiah as a second single, I guess. I love Messiah is great.
So? Man, yeah. Do you know what? It's my favorite song off the record.
Messiah is different too, but it's great.
Yeah, I love it, man. It's the first song me and the two Dans, we kind of wrote all the music together. First one we did, and yeah, she's got. I think it really represents the album as a works, you know. It's a cool track.
Ouais, effectivement. Moi, je supposais que Messiah serait qui est en deuxième position de l'album, serait le second single à venir. Il a été surpris, notamment. Mais en fait, c'est un titre qu'il a coécrit avec les nouveaux membres du groupe. Et Nathan James là-dessus, sa voix, elle est fantastique, quoi. Vraiment, il vous transporte tel un messie, notamment. Et il y a une partie où c'est complètement progressif et sa voix, elle se lâche totalement. Elle se libère. Elle pénètre comme ça dans l'esprit et ça vous rentre et ça ne vous lâche plus. Voilà. Il y a une tonalité. C'est émouvant. C'est un très très beau titre et j'espère qu'ils en feront un single quoi. J'espère vraiment qu'ils feront un single. I said I really hope that it will be the next single because it's a really beautiful song and the voice of Nathan James is absolutely fantastic. It's like Messiah on it.
Thank you, man. Well, you know what? You might be in luck. I don't want to make any suggestions, okay. But you know. We'll see.
Ok, ok. Bon, pour l'instant, il a pas lâché le nom s'il allait le faire ou pas. Mais bon, il a entendu. Ça, c'est cool, ça. And you entered in the studio in the middle of the lockdown in Cardiff, keeping as much as possible the spirit of the 1 meter distance rule inside. Did you manage to be serious?
Yeah, I mean, it was weird, mate. It was so weird. You know, looking into the control room and just seeing Ramesh, the producer there, like with a mask on and everyone just sort of going in to listen to their takes, but then being like, whoa, you know, step away sort of thing. Very bizarre, but
okay.
Yeah, we did it, man, we did it.
Okay.
It was an experience, one we'll never forget.
Effectivement, c'était très, très, très bizarre, notamment cet enregistrement studio. Ils ont dû, en studio, hein, garder des 1 mètre de distance, de confinement, etc. Alors, tous les groupes, ils ont fait leur album à travers Internet en s'envoyant des fichiers, chacun à la maison et tout. Eux, non, eux ont été en studio. Ils ont respecté ces distances-là de 1 mètre, notamment. C'était très bizarre. C'était une période très étrange, mais assez... ils ont appris des trucs, quoi. C'est cool, quoi. Et en fait, ils ont réussi à garder leur sérieux. Alors, ça, c'est extraordinaire, quoi. And Nathan James said, the writing for this album was honestly the most pleasurable and relaxed experience I have had as a writer. Wow. You had a great time, I guess.
Do you want to know why? It's because he has a jacuzzi these days. In his garden. He sits in a jacuzzi and he writes songs. So, you know, you're going to be relaxed, aren't you?
Effectivement, ils ont passé du très très bon temps, notamment très honnêtement. Il a lâché cette phrase à travers la presse, hein, le chanteur Nathan James, notamment. Écrire cet album était pour eux très honnête, relax, cool. C'était une bonne expérience, notamment en tant que compositeur. C'était cool, quoi. Vraiment, ils ont passé du très très bon temps, quoi. And the album was recorded with producer Ramesh Gogandoda, who has worked with the great names such as Bring Me Horizon, Bullet for My Valentine's, or Motorhead. It's a big name.
Yeah, he's the man. He's he knows his craft, you know. He's very professional. Great guy to work with, and it's the first time we've actually worked with a producer before, you know. Mm-hmm. So it was really refreshing for us to bounce ideas off of each other, but you know, have somebody outside to have the final say on what actually goes onto tape, you know. So yeah, it was really great. We really enjoyed the experience.
Effectivement, c'était une superbe expérience avec Ramesh Dodangoda notamment, hein, qui a travaillé avec Bring Me Horizon, avec Bullet for My Valentine, Motorhead, etc. Il leur a donné vraiment le son qu'ils souhaitaient. C'était aussi une première expérience pour eux, parce qu'avant ils autoproduisaient leurs albums, et en même temps ça a été, ils étaient très excités à l'idée de travailler avec lui, qui a donné un son énorme. Do you remember 1 year ago on November 12th last year you finished your European tour in Paris for a great show? You remember that?
Yeah, man, I do remember that.
Mm-hmm. What we memory love, do you keep in mind?
I just love, I believe we've actually finished a couple of tours in Paris, you know, and it's always a good place to finish off, because the people there just are so nice, you know, really really up for a good time. We love going to Paris, you know, I just can't wait to come back again.
Effectivement, il y a un an notamment, à peu près jour pour jour, le 12 novembre, le groupe terminait quasiment sa tournée européenne à Paris pour un super show, et il en garde une excellente mémoire, quoi. And are you currently working on your next European tour?
That's an impossible question at the moment. I mean, we're trying to work on a UK tour, let alone a European tour, because of everything going on with COVID at the moment, it's very hard to try and book anything, let alone something overseas. So We've got a UK tour booked at the moment for April, but we'll have to wait and see if that goes ahead. You know, we hope so, but we got to be respectful of what's going on. Obviously, it's paramount at the moment. So yeah, we'll be in Europe as soon as we can. I mean, the album's going to be released in February, so we want to get out and play as soon as possible. So yeah, we'll just have to wait and see. Really, the bigger picture is kind of, you know.
Yeah, as you know, at this moment everything is postponed for the next 2 years, for 2022.
Exactly. It's impossible to know what's going on at the moment, which is it's a shame, but it's just the way it is, isn't it?
Effectivement, it's a shame, c'est une honte en ce moment, hein. Notamment c'est difficile, très difficile de pouvoir booker, hein, mais en ce moment tous ceux qui ont booké pour l'année dernière, pour cette année, enfin pour 2021, sont en train de reporter pour 2022. Donc pour le moment, ils se calment et wait and see, et puis ils verront bien, quoi. What will be the surprise posted for tomorrow at 1 PM on your official Facebook page?
Oh, well, it wouldn't be a surprise then, would it?
Yes, tomorrow at 1 PM there will be a good cover surprise.
I don't know. I can't say if it's a surprise. Do you know what, it is a surprise, because I don't even know myself.
Ah, okay. Okay. Sounds good. Okay. So finally, do you have a message for the audience tonight, please, Phil?
Oh, just everybody, please hang on in there. You know, we'll soon be able to go back and enjoy gigs again and enjoy hugging each other and all that lovely stuff. So just hang on in there and everything will be okay soon.
Okay, merci en tout cas. Thank you very much for this interview, Phil. Notamment, le batteur du groupe Inglorious. L'album, je rappelle, il sortira le 12 février prochain. Il s'appellera We Will Ride, avec la setlist suivante: She Won't Let You Go, Messiah, Medusa, Eye of the Storm, Cruel Attentions, My Misery, Do You Like It, He Will Provide, We Will Meet Again, God of War, We Will Ride. Phil, thank you very much for the interview.
My absolute pleasure, mate.
Okay, en direct tout de suite, Phil Beaver, notamment le batteur du groupe. Voici le single She Won't Let You Go sur 213 Rock, le Vinnie Times, le Classic Rock Radio.
Power over.
She Won't Let You Go sur 213 Rock, le Vinnie Times, le Classic Rock Radio. Phil Beaver était en direct avec nous, notamment l'album We Will Ride, continuant avec Kicking Valentina, Hand of the Road, 213 Rock.